Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Werber moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards Bishop. Bishop fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bishop. Seeds is thrown out after the base hit. Seeds moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver is walked intentionally. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus scores. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Seeds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cook strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-1 in the game. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Oliver chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Pipgras fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pipgras. Werber fumbles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Bishop scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Seeds moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Lefty Grove now pitching. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a line drive towards the mound. Grove catches it and throws to first to double up Oliver. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sahaki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Grove reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Johnson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sahaki strikes out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander pinch hits for George Pipgras. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.